Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today should be mostly cloudy with a high near 65. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 52. And on Thursday, a slight chance of showers between 1 and 4 p.m. into the evening, a high near 77 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 20%. And in the news for today, in a report from the WPR Online News Service, a landmark study of groundwater contamination in southwest Wisconsin's private wells has come to a close, but county officials and scientists say it's only the first step in helping residents deal with vulnerable wells. The Southwest Wisconsin Groundwater and Geology, or SWIGG, study tested 978 samples from 816 private wells in Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette counties during 2018 and 2019. It also looked at how the geology of the region and the types of wells and septic systems could affect local contamination levels. Researchers presented their final report during a public presentation in Lancaster on Tuesday. The study found 32% of tested wells had levels of total chloroform bacteria or nitrates greater than standards set by the state and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. That's a higher percentage than statewide averages for private wells. Conducted by researchers from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, U.S. Geological Survey, and the Wisconsin Geological and Natural History Survey, the authors say the study is one of the largest and most comprehensive private well studies in the nation. The biggest takeaways from the report is that both private septic systems and agriculture are introducing contamination into local groundwater. Wells with high nitrate levels were associated with nearby agricultural land use, while human wastewater was more commonly detected in wells with fecal contamination. County conservationist Katie Abbott said the importance of well construction was another key takeaway for her after reviewing the study results. Abbott said she hopes having the report will also bring together different groups to help prevent contamination from reaching the groundwater. She said, "Identifying sources of contamination isn't about blame, but about finding a way to do better." In the latest survey of drinking water in Vernon County, which comes from April 2021, the water from 54 of the 270 wells sampled had no detected nitrate, and 84 of the wells had a nitrate result of less than 2 milligrams per liter, or 31%. 2 milligram liter nitrate is considered to be the naturally occurring level of nitrate in groundwater, free of any human impact such as septic systems or agriculture. A total of 42 of the 270 tests had a nitrate result between 2.1 and 10 mg/L. The threshold for nitrate in drinking water that is considered unsafe to drink is 10 mg/L. 62 of the 270 wells tested showed nitrate results in the 2.15 mg/L or 23%, and 49 wells showed nitrate levels between 5.1 and 10 mg/L or 18%. Again, some content for this report comes with permission from WPR News. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.